Welcome to Endo Battery Fast Charged, a series dedicated to keeping you informed and empowered in the realm of endometriosis. Teaming up with board-certified patient advocates, we bring you the latest articles, research, and insights to equip you with accurate information and a deeper understanding. Whether you're expanding your knowledge, staying updated, or seeking clarity, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Alana, and this is Endo Battery Fast Charged, charging and empowering your life with knowledge. Welcome back to Endo Battery Fast Charged. This episode is taking a slight detour from our usual flow as we dive into the intriguing correlation between endometriosis, menopause in all forms, and medical management as it pertains to our periodontal struggles. Now, why the sudden shift? Well, let's just say recent personal dental woes sparked a curious connection in my mind. And when you're pondering correlations, there's no better person to turn to than Heather Guidone, a never-ending fountain of information and research. In my quest for understanding, Heather not only provided a treasure trove of knowledge, but inadvertently became a mutual support system and brought to light the fact that there are many of us on the dental struggle bus. So consider this episode a heartfelt dedication to Heather and all my comrades navigating the dental woes. Now let's make one thing clear. These articles aren't about pointing fingers at causation, but rather maybe pointing out some correlations. That's our magic word for today, folks. So without further ado, let's roll up our sleeves and dive into the fascinating world of our mouths. All right, buckle up for some dental and endo health talk in our first highlighted piece titled Periodontal Disease and Endometriosis, Analysis of the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. Some scientists who were thinking outside the petri dish, yay, decided to do some digging into whether your gums and your special body bits might be connected. They looked at a bunch of data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, basically a treasure trove of health info from all around the U.S. So here's the lowdown on what they found. It seems like there might be a secret handshake between gum disease, that's the fancy term for periodontal disease, and endometriosis. Now, before you start thinking your mouth and your peritoneum are best buds, it's not quite that cozy. But hey, it's intriguing. The researchers noticed that women who had gum disease were more likely to also have endometriosis. It's like they're in cahoots or something. So what's the deal with this odd pairing? Well, nobody's throwing a party just yet because this doesn't mean your dentist will start asking about your period, but it does raise some interesting questions. Maybe there's something funky going on with inflammation that's causing trouble in both your gums and your body bits. Who knew your mouth and your ovaries could have such a chat behind your back, huh? But hey, it's all in the name of science, right? Similar to the last article, this article titled Towards a Common Pathogenesis, Periodontal Disease and Endometriosis, further points out the periodontal disease and endometriosis are in a friendly conversation in their AOL chat room called Unusual Friends. But don't go chasing waterfalls just yet, because this study still points to it still being in the dial-up mode. Although this sounds like a promising link, the researchers are needing more chatty Cathys in the mix so they can get more data to really suss it out. Think of it like this. They've planted a seed of curiosity. Now they just need to water it with more research, bigger groups of people with endometriosis, and see if the seed sprouts into a full-blown theory. So there you have it, a little tidbit of scientific intrigue that might just make you look at your internal chat room a little differently. Another study looking at something a little differently is titled Periodontal Disease and Women's Health. So picture this. You're lounging on your couch, scrolling through articles, and suddenly stumble upon this gem about periodontal disease and women's health. Now you might think, how can gums and gender possibly be related? Well, hold on to your toothbrush because it turns out they might just be closer than we think. First off, let's talk about the nitty-gritty of the research. This article dives deep into the literature dissecting the molecular and microbial factors driving periodontal disease, or PD, and certain systematic diseases that seem to have a soft spot for the ladies. Yep, you've heard that right. Women are apparently more prone to some systematic issues and seem like our oral health might have something to do with it. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The article suggests that maintaining good oral hygiene could be a secret weapon against the systematic diseases that tend to cozy up to women. As a disclaimer, this is not saying fluoride will cure endo, but this study points to it being a warrior in general systematic disease. Imagine that, your toothpaste and floss becoming superheroes in the battle against health issues. It's like having a tiny army of plaque-fighting warriors defending your body. But wait, there's more. This isn't just about flashing a killer smile, although that's a nice bonus. It's about understanding how something as seemingly simple as oral health can play a role in overall well-being. So next time you're tempted to skip the brushing before bed, remember you're not just fighting cavities, you're defending against an army of systematic diseases that have a thing for the ladies. Another study that echoes much of what the first three say is titled The Association Between Periodontitis and Endometriosis, a Bidirectional Mendelian Randomization Study. This is the same thought process and discovery as the first two articles, just a different study approach. The next publication, titled Validity of Association Between Periodontitis and Female Infertility Conditions, a Concise Review, is a study that explores the potential link between periodontitis, which is a severe gum infection, and female infertility. It begins by acknowledging that both periodontitis and infertility are complex conditions with multifactorial causes. Then it delves into several studies that have investigated this association. Firstly, it highlights a study suggesting that the presence of periodontitis could increase the risk of certain conditions that contribute to infertility, such as polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS, and endometriosis. The article explains that periodontitis may lead to systematic inflammation, which could negatively affect reproductive health. Moreover, it discusses how periodontitis-associated bacteria might enter the bloodstream and trigger immune response that could interfere with the reproductive system. However, the article also acknowledges that more research is needed to establish a causal relationship between periodontitis and female fertility conclusively. Overall, while there is some evidence suggesting a potential association between periodontitis and female infertility, further research is necessary to confirm this link and understand the underlying mechanisms fully. The article encourages interdisciplinary collaboration between periodontists and infertility specialists to explore this relationship further and develop a targeted intervention if needed. All right, folks, brace yourself. These upcoming publications might be as endospecific as a pineapple at a pizza party, with no mention of surgical menopause in sight. But hey, whether you're cruising through perimenopause, smack in the middle of menopause, or got there with the surgeon's helping hand, we can all nod in solidarity at the hot flashes, mood swings, and night sweats. Am I right? Still, wouldn't it be interesting to see if these studies would sing a different tune if they included surgical menopause veterans? Let's just throw a wrench into the research gears and see what happens. I don't know. Nonetheless, these articles help point to why those of us in menopause jail struggle to chew taffy. So imagine a bunch of postmenopausal ladies chilling out, sipping some tea, while suddenly someone brings up the topic of tooth loss and bone density. And no, it's not because they're swapping horror stories about dentures or anything. No, they're going to dive into some research, of course. In the article titled, Tooth Loss and Skeletal Bone Density in Healthy Postmenopausal Women, scientists decided to take a peek into the connection between losing your pearly whites and the strength of your bones. They rounded up a group of lovely postmenopausal women. Now here's where it gets interesting. They found that these ladies who bid farewell to their teeth had a bit of bone density dip in their spine and hips. It's like your teeth are secretly whispering to your bones saying, hey, let's all take a vacation together to the land of osteoporosis. Not exactly a dream vacation spot. But hold up. Before you start stockpiling toothpaste like it's the apocalypse, remember this. Correlation does not always mean causation. There's our keywords for the day. So sure, maybe losing your teeth is linked to weaker bones, but it's not like your molars are secretly plotting against you. Maybe they're just telling you to lay off the jaw-breaking candy. So ladies, keep those teeth brushed and bones strong and maybe invest in some extra strength calcium toothpaste while you're at it. This wasn't the only study to have thought-provoking findings when it comes to bone loss, hormonal changes, and gum disease. The article titled Spinal Bone Density and Tooth Loss in a Cohort Postmenopausal Women had a different take. In this study, they found that losing all your teeth doesn't necessarily mean your bones are going to follow suit. Total tooth loss wasn't directly linked to a lower bone density elsewhere in the body, like in the spine. So those who have said losing teeth make your bones weaker might need to chew on that idea a little bit more. But what's thought-provoking is, while your pearly whites might not be the main concern, your gums might have something to say about your bone health. Yep, periodontal disease, that sneaky troublemaker causing havoc in your mouth, was actually associated with lower bone density in the spine. It's like your gums are sending a secret message to your bones, and they're not always good ones. So what's the takeaway here? Well, it might seem your teeth and your bones might be playing by different rules. Losing teeth doesn't automatically mean weaker bones, but keeping your gums healthy might just be the sneaky way to keep your spine strong. It's like a dental drama unfolding in the bone density department with a twist and turn you never saw coming. Who knew your mouth could have such a bone-chilling impact on the rest of your body? In a similar approach, this study out of Korea titled Relationship Between Early Menopause and Periodontal Disease in Korean Postmenopausal Women, while focused on Korean women, further validates previous findings. It underscores the correlation between dental health and bone health, reinforcing our understanding of these issues. But in due diligence, I want to highlight the article titled Oral Health Implications of Menopause, and the second titled Oral Health and Menopause, a Comprehensive Review on Current Knowledge and Associated Dental Management. Both have similar outcomes and essentially reiterate that menopause and oral health are like a wild roller coaster ride for your mouth. Estrogen levels drop, causing dry mouth, gum disease, and bone loss. But with regular dental checkups and a good oral hygiene, you can navigate this dental maze. Plus, there are dental treatments available to tackle these issues head on, ensuring your smile stays healthy and vibrant. However, I'm not done yet. Did you people think I was done with teeth? No, we have so much research here. However, this next publication titled Physiology, Medical Management, and Oral Implications of Menopause takes it a step further and gives me so much personal validation. Let's unpack this fascinating article on menopause and its dental implications. Imagine a dentist's office where they're not just checking teeth, but also considering the unique challenges faced by women entering menopause. It's like adding a whole new layer of dental care. As women navigating this phase of life, their bodies go through changes that can affect their oral health. Imagine if your mouth suddenly felt drier than the Sahara Desert. That's because menopause can lead to a decrease in saliva, making it harder to fight off dental issues like cavities. And speaking of cavities, they might become more common in menopause thanks to hormonal shifts. But wait, there's more. Have you ever heard of dysesthesia? Yeah, that's a word I'm likely not going to be saying again. But it's a funky sensation in your mouth that can happen during menopause. Taste alterations are on the menu too, making that favorite dish suddenly taste like cardboard. Yikes! And let's not forget about the gums. They can become inflamed and sensitive, a condition known as atrophic gingivitis. It's like your gums throwing a tantrum during menopause, and then we throw the tantrum as well. Now, here's where things get really interesting. Dental exams can reveal clues about women's oral health during menopause. Have you ever heard of panoramic dental radiographs? They're like a secret window into your body's health. In some cases, they might even show calcified, corroded artery arrhythmias, basically signs of potential heart issues. It's like your teeth are trying to spill the beans about what's going on inside your body. So next time you're at the dentist's office, remember, they're not just looking at your money-making smile. They're also keeping an eye out for signs of menopause-related dental woes. It's all about staying on top of your oral health, even during life's trickiest transitions. Who knew that menopause could have such an impact on your smile? It's like a dental adventure with every hot flash. So we've been delving deep into the dental dilemmas of folks battling endometriosis or marching towards menopause, right? But hold on tight, because there's more crucial aspects that we can't overlook. The impact of medical management, aka GnRH agonist drugs like Lupron or similar to that, on our oral health. Now, many of us have taken the plunge into the world of medical management for endo, perhaps without fully grasping the long-term effects it might have on our teeth and gums. Here's the thing. While these last two studies don't necessarily focus on endometriosis patients, the underlying outcomes ring true for anyone encountering this medical management. And I use the word management because that's what it's considered, not because there's actual conclusive evidence that it manages anything. So as we dive into this conversation, let's shine a light on how our treatment choices might be shaping our smiles for the long haul. In this first study titled The Effect of Androgen Deprivation Therapy on Periodontal Disease in Men with Prostate Cancer, doesn't consider women, but the outcome is likely not gender specific. However, researchers took a look at men with prostate cancer who are undergoing this treatment called androgen deprivation therapy, or ADT, and they're getting hit with a higher risk of periodontal disease. Now you might think, wait, isn't ADT supposed to be helping these guys out? Well, sure, it's aimed to slow down the cancer by reducing the levels of male hormones, but it seems like it's also messing with their oral health on the side. Talk about a package deal you don't want to sign up for at the cancer clinic. And here's the thing, while all this is going on, it seems like the dental world is just turning a blind eye. Like, they're all too busy worrying about men's issues with this Lupron thing to even notice that there's a whole dental crisis brewing in the background. It's like they're saying, sorry, we're all booked up dealing with men's hormonal problems. Come back later when your gums are literally falling out. But seriously, imagine being a guy dealing with prostate cancer, trying to navigate the world of cancer treatments, and then bam, your dentist hits you with this. Oh, by the way, your gums are not doing so hot. Talk about an added insult to injury. It's like fighting a battle on two fronts, except one front is on your body and the other is on your mouth. Does this sound familiar with endo patients? So here's the deal. While everyone's busy focusing on men's issues with Lupron, maybe it's time to start paying a bit more attention to the whole picture. Because last time I checked, gum disease doesn't discriminate based on which gender you identify with. And these guys dealing with prostate cancer deserve all the support they can get, both from their oncologist and their dentist. Let's not leave people hanging with a toothbrush and a prayer. This last story I want to highlight takes a more personal approach. And this publication titled, Women Fear Drug They Use to Halt Puberty Led to Health Problems. It takes a look into the life of 30-year-old Sharissa Daricott, whom for many years had no idea why her body seemed to be failing. At 21, a surgeon replaced her deteriorated jaw joint. She's been diagnosed with degenerative disc disease and fibromyalgia, a chronic pain condition. Her teeth are shedding enamel and cracking. This article not only highlights Sharissa's story, but dives into the concerns surrounding the use of a drug called Lupron, particularly among women who were prescribed it during their adolescence to halt puberty. Lupron, originally developed to treat prostate cancer, has been utilized off-label to pause puberty in children with conditions like gender dysphoria or precocious puberty, as well as being used for medical management for those with endometriosis. However, its long-term effects have sparked worry and debate among patients and medical professionals alike. One of the aspects that has raised eyebrows is the potential impact on oral health. Some individuals who underwent puberty suppression with Lupron have reported experiencing significant dental issues later on in life, such as tooth decay and loss, as well as jaw problems. This connection between Lupron and oral health problems has left many questioning the safety of the drug, seeking answers about its lasting consequences. Amidst these concerns, personal stories add a poignant layer to the debate. One woman shares her experience of being prescribed Lupron as a teenager to manage her endometriosis. While it provided temporary relief from her symptoms, she later faced a cascade of health issues, including severe dental problems. Her story underscores the complexity of medical decisions made in adolescence and the need for more research into the long-term effects of drugs like Lupron. Despite the lack of conclusive evidence linking Lupron to specific health problems, the uncertainty surrounding its use has led to anxiety amongst patients. Many women who were administered Lupron during their formative years now grapple with the worries about their future health and decisions made on their behalf. This uncertainty has prompted calls for more transparency from healthcare providers about risks associated with puberty suppression and the reevaluation of its widespread use. In response to these concerns, some medical professionals advocate for a cautious approach to prescribing Lupron, emphasizing the importance of informed consent through discussions about potential risks. Additionally, there's a growing demand for further research into the long-term effects of puberty suppression, including its impact on bone density, fertility, and overall health. In conclusion, the use of Lupron to halt puberty in adolescence remains a contentious issue, with questions lingering about its safety and long-term consequences, while providing temporary relief for some individuals with endometriosis. Others worry about the potential risk it may pose, particularly concerning oral health and overall well-being. As discussions around puberty suppression continue, there is a pressing need for more comprehensive research and open dialogue to ensure the best possible outcome for patients. So next time you think you're alone in all your dental woes, just remember that there is research that brings some correlations to the forefront. and that you're not alone in this journey. And remember, all the links to all these articles are on the description for this podcast, because the more you know, the better you can advocate. So until next time, continue advocating for you and for those that you love.